We're going through depending on like this. So today we're gonna get to this here around the toilet. So the last week, we're going to have a fire lit on Shabbat. So the Kriyim, the way they translate the Pasuk was, you can't have any fire going on Shabbat. Therefore, they had no hot food on Shabbat. Olden days, they used to have lights or candles. They had no candles, they didn't fire, clearly, and they didn't have any hot food. So, at least in the Rebun of the Tzadik Kirsten, that's the reason we have Dafka having hot food on Shabbat in order to come back cooking. And the lesson of Almar is, it's worth another lack of common Sabbath. So, Kana to Rabbi Sinui, the Kana of Rabbi Sinui, Lamek to Sabbath to Hamid, isn't this a Kana? They have half food on Sabbath. Call me to Amy, you don't have food. First, the Dika, I guess, check it to the guy's Yichud. And Minu, see if he's at the curve. The mate is passed away, Amen, coming to the Negroes. And he said that some of the Ma'anik and Shabbat Zachanan is Zoycha the Kisi Yavnan. Zoycha the Kisi Hamitzin and Ma'anik and Shabbat Zachanan. So what that comes up is, let's say it's a nice hot summer day, blowing hot, and you're not still in the mood of having a hot house. The question is the mom's a chiyah you have to have a hot food? Let's say you're not in the mood, you'd rather have something, you'd rather have an ice cream instead of chong. So the question is, do you have to have a chong or not? So Mr. Carl says that this girl says that it is just a kind of thing that any staff can have food. What Mr. Brewer is that Misha Mazaka Hamen would have left a plane. Somebody, if he starts food, it's going to damage him, and he keeps, does not eat that food. In a regular normal situation, even though he might not be in the mood of having hot food, to have some amount of hot food in order to be kind of a kind of the same of having hot food. So he says it's better to have staff to have food, but if it's, you cannot have food, you can have tea. I have coffee, but, you know, look, Achila wants to have staff or something. It's a chassid in the chant of the great Avodah, the Maizah, the Lol of the Rebbe, that, you're laughing already. They went to Meiron, and guess what they put the chant? It smelled like horrible. So when they brought the chant, so like they put it out, everyone was like, holding their nose. The kids say he has for the whole pot, put the whole pot in front of him, and he eats the whole thing. He said, try two of them in Vaza, the Hilly gets told him, and he's going to eat the whole food, and the thing, or the two of them in Vaza. There's a nice with the son of the Rebbe that once he gave it, he's going to have to try and he's going to tell him to the Chassidim, and when the Chassidim said, you can't take it, he has the whole thing. That's not good, that's not good. Man, if Shabbat food's not Mazda, he made him eat it, maybe a second bowl, a third bowl, a fourth bowl. And after the final, afterwards, the cup I had ever before. This is nice. Fine. Let's go on to that lock is what we're trying to get. What? It's not the way day, yeah. The day, that's the way day that has food. At night, the food could have been happening before that. That's the way day. Get to, you said it's something that's the way day to have food. If you don't want to, you're not in the eating, eating in your dorm room, having a cold cup, that's, you know, it doesn't really cut it. That's what happens. Fine. Did we discuss last week adding hot water to the phone? We discussed it? Yeah, what if we need it? What? Now, how to do it? We discussed? Slowly and? Boiling hot, right? And we discussed about the color part of it? About making your own. Fine. Say your phone's putting out Friday night and you want to add hot water to your phone. So, what do you have to know in your power? One issue is the issue of. Yes, official. The second is the issue of Augusta, and the third is the issue of Augusta. So let's start with the issue of Augusta. Last week I mentioned the issue of Augusta. What's Augusta? Augusta is what? Anybody remember? You now mix the stir your pot of chons or soup, whatever, on the soup. Now it's turning them down. So first thing to say, if you take water and you pour it very quickly into your challenge, that's going to be some type of form of stirring, and therefore it's going to be a pot. There's two aces where you should do it. The acid how we do it is you should take the tone pot off the fire. And once it's on the fire and it's fully cooked, then you have the bagasa. Right? Once something's already fully cooked and it's not on the fire, then you have the bagasa. So the acid how that we should do it when you want to add hot water to your tone, you take off the fire, and over there you should do it. The shimzam was make it. Shimzam said if you pour it very slowly, you don't pour it like very, very quickly, so then it's not going to stir. Okshash is you pour very quickly, so it's going to start stirring the water. You pour very slowly, therefore, even on the fire, if you pour it slowly, it's going to be okay.
Make it better.
Make it better?
No.
So it's like this. You always have to make sure your shalom fully cooked. If it's fully cooked, and you stand up the upper light, there's not a other shalom. This is only from not cooked to cooked. Once something's fully cooked, you're just thinking more geschmack, a little more burnt, a little more brown. Over there, there's no tzibishol. Tzibishol is only a situation where it's not fully cooked, it's going to come. The second issue is you have to make sure that, obviously, it's all fully cooked. And a lot of times, if you're not sure if it's all cooked, you know, sometimes you're not sure, then it's definitely out there to touch your tongue. If you're adding water or moving it around, because when you're doing kiruv shuvah and stuff, you have to be sure, that's not sure, say it's all cooked. You also have to make sure your water is fully cooked. The luck is that by water, even if the water gets hot, so if it didn't reach to the boiling point, you go now and boil it up, that's going to be a problem. So if you're taking water from your hot water urn, if the water did not boil before Shabbos, you're going to now take the water and put it to your tongue pipe and it's sufficient. You have to make sure that a lot of times you're running late after Shabbos. Right? On the urn, you get the urn. On the urn, a lot of times it's Shabbos. What does Shabbos Mode do? Shabbos Mode just makes sure that it keeps it warm. That's what it does. So if you turn this to the Shabbos Mode, you're running late before it got to the point where it boiled, and then you take the water and add it to the chon, that's going to be a problem with the traditional. You have to make sure that the water is boiled before Shabbos before you add the water. So Bas L'Chol, this is like this. If, let's say, you take your crack pot or your pot and you move it to your urn, and you add the water straight from the urn to your chalent pot. The question is, does your urn now turn into place? What's the shayla? There are really two shaylas. The main shayla is like this. Like when you, the luck is Zaya of plastic has been a place. You have a hot chicken soup, and it's steaming up, and it hits something milkic, so that can come up to the color. It hits something power, now it comes place. Zaya, a plastic gets thin with plastic. This is a big place in the bus of the challah. It comes very often. It's a silent, but they add thin with buffer, and it comes plastic. If you're going to take your challah pot over to your urn, and you're going to add high water, chances are what's going to happen at that point? The steam's going to go up and go back into your urn. Once the steam goes into your urn, that's going to make your urn plastic. But, no, it'll make the plastic, and it makes it that if you want to now go make a coffee, you would be able to make a coffee. And as it comes, the steam goes into the keli. It goes into the keli. But? No. It steams up because it doesn't make the actual, it doesn't go in that way. If you have steam on the side of the keli, there's a couple over here. If you have steam, which sits over here, right? On this side. So now, this becomes plastic. And if I now want to, when I run out of water, so get the pound of flesh inside of it. What? Keep on the outside. What did you say? From the outside, yes. From the outside, if something is from the outside, steam or leah, hit a keli, even travels inside. That's what we're seeing. They come to outside. Now the keli comes places. Now the second time around, now I want to go warm up the water to use it, so that water gets thin of a napana. Napana means that I have the tama place. Something which has the tama place, the luck is that you can't eat it with milk. Let me just rewind. You take a place like a pot, right? You cook, you fry a schnitzel, right? Steam it on. I mean, fry a schnitzel, wipe out the pot. 10 minutes later, you fry something powdery. You fry potato. Okay, you fry potato. Now, those potatoes, what's the luck of those potatoes? The luck of potatoes is that those potatoes are not kalishik. If you eat those potatoes, you do not have to wait 6 hours. But the potatoes, you cannot eat with milk. Being that it has a ton of kalishik in it, because the pot is kalishik, because when you fry the schnitzel, the ton of the schnitzel goes into the pot, So when you cook it the second time around, that pound comes out, and that pound is called a secondary pound, or napana. Halacha napana is that you can't eat it together with mochik, but if you eat it, it does not make you actually sick pound. What do you mean? Three pounds? Nothing, no. That's fine. And not right now, you're allowed to put in the mochik. It's only that. Yeah, you didn't want to say.
Why do you?
Because it itself has a pound of plastic, so if you put it together, it's mochik. So I'm only mocking around the end, not that. So back to, we're coming very often about sukkah. So back to our Shabbos then. If you get a steam hits against the urn, what's going to happen now? The urn becomes plastic, and if you want to tomorrow use the urn to make a coffee, what's going to be? What? Well, not right now. I don't know if it's not right. That's why if you know it's a yeshiva. So, Benyomi is definitely a problem. Benyomi is a machoikis. Whether it's a problem, whether it's a problem or not, it's depending on, Benyomi is a machoikis, depending on the master, depending on the master. You want to tell me about that? What? You don't remember? What? The keli is a time rishon, and then when it goes into the water, it's not. That's why you know it's in Yeshiva dining room. It says, on all the urns, don't use the with muffins, right? Don't use the pipe. Because they're worried about that people with the coffee and milk, and the milk seems low off, and it's way outside of the keli. Outside the keli comes out. Therefore, when you're adding the water to the it's better to put it in a cup, and from that cup, pour it into your chum. I'm supposed to put a shirt over there and go looking at
that. What about the
cocktail? Yeah. What? It doesn't really come to because it could be. What do you mean, what? If the.
The water.
It's the same thing, but not the mat. Yeah, it could be bubble decision, depending on where it is, what it is. You know, it might be bubble decision, might not. No, but that's the second spot to that. So what's the best way to add water, right? What's the best option? Pour it into a different cup, then that cup pours straight into your chum. What? That's very good. It's fine, I really, yeah. It could be fine, I'm more than 2 minutes. So they also want something to change the time. Oh, you want to talk about the chol, one more sound about the chol, which comes up when they get your chomp and chavis. There's a lot of times people want to warm up their chalas. The way you warm your chalas is you put it on top of the chomp. Are you, what?
Yeah.
You put it, Peter? Is that right? Oh, okay. So for those who remember last week, you said that if you put the chal on top of your chalpa, that gets it in of a napanat. If it's napanat, you would not be able to put the napanat again. Then it was milk, but it just started in it. It's not, some of the just makes it that's not true. It makes it just milk. Well, you can make a lot of bread places. A little bit you ought to make. Not for one
shot, but
one two. It's more than that. Then. Did you have salt last week? Okay, go more on the salt. What about the salt? No, I think. What about the salt? That way. You're taking it, you don't have to put it back on, but it's not a chazar.
Yeah,
but then
you
still have to
take the
urn
out.
Urn
out?
Why?
So
then it's not a chazar. No, I'll take it.
You
didn't
say
it's not a chazar. It's not a chazar. As long as it has a blood. You have a blood, and then you have a chazar. Salt is the interesting thing. Normally, we pass in that Krisheni. Most things in Shabbos, we pass in the Chum, that Krisheni is Mavashal. If something is in the Krisheni, it's going to cook. Salt is interesting. The way the Chalik is saying, the way the Melach is different. So, one man down the Gemara says, the Melach is different than salt. Even in the Krivishan, it's not in the fire, it doesn't get cooked. Salt is very hard to cook, that even if it's in the Krivishan, it's not in the fire, it doesn't get cooked. The other thing is the nose, absolutely. Salt is something that's so easy to get cooked. And salt in a Krisheni, even a Krisheni, salt gets cooked. That we pass. We pass can make a din, salt is something that's not get cooked. But there are more passkins that somebody who's making a Krisheni, not going to get cooked. Yes, and the Chava says that the Matzah Kli Rishon is not Al Eish, you light a sulfur. On the fire, you definitely kindle. When I have sulfur, you challenge, you definitely kindle. You take it off the fire, so the Chava says that that's Mishum Matzah. And the Ramah says that Yesh Oimim, that's also to put salt in a Kli Shani, if you got blood. It's like a Machmah Tavah Lashah. So now it comes out, you want to add salt to your challenge, the Saka Ramah is a Machmah Tavah Lashah. Now, this all applies only to salt and macro. If the salt is cooked already, then it gets into the sugya of Antoshach Abyssal. But what the Shabbos is that something which is cooked, there's nothing wrong with recooking it. By a W Yavish, if you cook something, nothing wrong with recooking it. That's why, we, as I said before, why let the Yachala back on your chomp on a Shabbos? Which is one. Are you warming up and it's getting more baked? That's the same as the Chavishol. The challah was baked already, and the fact that it's getting cooked, what? Same as the Chavishol, and therefore it's going to be okay. You want to warm schnitzels on Shabbos? Same thing. It was already cooked already, the challah in the Chavishol, therefore it's going to be okay. If you have it, frying and a few things. So therefore, if you have something which was cooked already in Bishach HaBishol. So when it comes to salt, if it's a type of salt which is cooked already, so then the Bechal is no problem with cooking your chances. What? Some salt are cooked into the honey cooked, so you have to go to the TSM. Yes, and that, you know, salt is very accurate. Some are combined, but you have to find some TSM each place differently. But either way, it's only Machmas Tavah Le'Bracha, so Chodom Bigger than Smith is Machmas Tavah Le'Bracha. If it's cooked, if it's already cooked, then Bechal is no problem. Fine, let's think about the Chumar double match. Okay. Fine. So, a lot of times you notice that when people before they take their challah, so they start, they wipe off the crumbs, the challah crumbs from their plate. Or they wipe off. They wipe things off. The challah is, why are they doing it if you have to do it? So, it's something called double brush. Really, when you put your challah onto your plate, what is that? Is that a cliche? What is that? Cliche? What is it? Well, I think normally by the time it gets this way, it's going to be, at best, it's going to be a cliche issue, right? From the past, from the practice, the pattern, the serving bowl to your plate, it's going to be a cliche issue. Now, the luck is, cliche in general is not mavash. Cliche anyone. Mavash is a cliche. Come on, every situation, we all cliche issues not mavash. There's one exception, like tea, we're not going to tea, it's like how official. But in general, we hold that cliche is not going to be mavash, so therefore, it's going to be cliche. It's much better, therefore, you want to. Oh, croutons over there? You want to add croutons to your soup. Does anyone get any croutons to your soup? Well, like pine soup gets to your plate. What is that already? What? Oh, so the gay ladle, I'll get the ladle second. I'll get to the ladle second. So the gay ladle, don't think you're just blur what the ladle is. Does the ladle have a different spot? Oh, so it goes wrong. Yeah, so it goes to the second. You have a soup, right? It's not a fire. Take up the fire, that's still a Kli Rishon. The Kli Rishon, even the Kli Rishon, whether it's on the fire or off the fire, the thing which you cook the food in is always considered a Kli Rishon, and that doesn't change. What's a Kli Shani? A Kli Shani is afterwards you took from there, you went to the second Keli, that's considered a Kli Shani. What a Kli Shani is, you took from there, you added to the third place, that's considered a Kli Shani. What? What do you say? It's nice, even though it's nice, but if it's squishy, it's okay. Now it comes to a ladle, so just steer in the, is ladle considered a separate key? What's the style? The style is that it's only there like for a split second, and you just pick it up and you pour it somewhere else. The style is, doesn't have a bit of a keli or not, also a ladle's going to a cleavation. It's sitting in a cleavation. So since a ladle's sitting in a cleavation, maybe it gets a din of a cleavation. When I saw the Mechitza pass like this, it depends. If your suffix is, you have, it's a suffix there, right? So, you have to be Machmer. Now, if you have someone with a suffix that's one on, or a Chumrah, then you can be Mechitza. This is like this. If your suffix is this a Kli Rishon or not a Kli Rishon, then you have to be Machmer. For example, you're going to take the ladle from the bowl, and you're pouring it on, here could be Mechitza, what is that about? The Unicris is the last, right? It's the last. So if you take the ladle and you pour it onto something which is not cooked, So over there, you have the machmer to say that I have dinner with the Rishon. You can't pour on something that's not cooked. You have the machmer to have dinner with the Rishon. But if your suffix is it a Kli Sheni or a Kli Shlishi? What do I mean? In the case where it's in your bowl already, right? Your soup bowl, right? What happened? It was a Kli Rishon. You took a ladle, you poured it into the next bowl. Now we have a suffix now. What's the luck of that bowl? It's for two things. It either could be a Kli Sheni, or if you count the ladle, it could be a Kli Shlishi. But the Mechadip stuff, being that Kli Sheni is a Chumda, so once it's a Kli Sheni, you have the right to use the ladle to make it into a Kli Shlishi. So therefore, will come out. You want to add croutons to your over the halacha, but that's much. Let's say you have croutons in the bowl, and then you're pouring with the lid on top of it. Will be then it's not the pasuk. Same thing you want to what? Okay, then we thought it was Bishul Arafia saying it's a crouton, but it's deep fried, not deep fried. You're gonna be telling that. Same thing. You want to dip challah into your soup, right? Over the halacha. Dip it in, right? Tell me how to do it. It's going to be what the wife say to me. Please, 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 it's going to be okay. So, yeah, so back to salt. So now, it's going to go double salt. Double salt is that something that's boiling hot, even if you put it to 25 kilos, it saves dinner creation. You take a boiling hot piece of chicken, schnitzel, you take it out of the pot, or the pot, you put on the serving dish on the plate, on another plate. Even if it goes to 17 different kilos, something which is double salt, something which is a solid, it saves a dinner creation. What's the reason why? Till it's not. As long as it's hot, it has dinner occlusion. What's the svara? Why? The svara is because the reason why kalim cool things down is because the liquid spreads out into the kalim and gets cooled down. But anything which is in a double good, anything which is solid, stays a dinner occlusion. If it's very negative, you only take your chicken and you put it smack onto your salad, it's definitely opposite. Why? It's a double good. Salad wasn't cooked yet. And by putting the chicken on your salad, that's what's going to be found. Shami related to it, shami kugel. What's your shami kibbutz? You have your shami kugel with a pickle, right? That's the shami kibbutz. So they're very busy with, like, if we put the pickle on top of the shami kugel all the way around, that could be a problem. Why? Because the shami kugel is double gush, and the pickle wasn't cooked, and therefore it's a problem of double gush. And if you have to be careful, we have double gush not to put it on top of other things. Now, Moshe says, that might be double gush is a chumrah. The Moshe says that three chumrah you don't have to do. This is a Moshe, $1 matter. Can you put ketchup onto your chicken or not? Anyone putting ketchup onto your chicken? Chicken's boiling hot, double gush. And you put the ketchup because it gets hot, there's anything wrong or not. So Moshe said that really we find ketchup is really cooked, right? The cooked ketchup is cooked. Just the ketchup is a double lach. So the lach is when it's a double lach, it gets cooled down, there is the special acquisition. Which is totally cool. One more thing, it's not easy to separate this. So, my sister says, you want to put ketchup on your challenge, it's three chumri. What is the chumri? Chumri number one is the what? Double fish is the chumri. And the second thing is the what? And it's like a fish, so the answer is double laugh. So, it's three chumri, you don't have to worry about it. I'll get you to tell in a second. The crumbs of challah on your plate. So, over there, anyhow, it's not a problem. Why? Because the crumbs of your plate are what? They are. They're already baked already. So therefore, any if you put chicken on top of your challah crumbs, call it on a towel. Because over there, it's afia and even, well, yeah, but chicken, so much chicken right now. Putting chicken on top of it is not this one. Yeah, but it's not going to be, the chicken itself is not liquid. Right? Now let's go to challah. Do you have to worry about your challah on top of your challah crumbs? What's the challah? The challah already is liquidy. If it's liquidy, that means challah is this one. And we pass kind of there is this lack of fear, you have to worry about it, you have to worry about it now. Really, the channel is also the chum double goes in that. You really have a monster. Beside the liquid, really, what is it? Is it beside the liquid? It's a clea? It's clea season, not liquid. Beside the double goes of body, so this is a typically 2 year day, it's not a Dallas Dime, which says that you want to walk in here with double goes sitting on the chum. Does that get it in the double goes? Or does it get it in the double lock? The issue is that if you have something sitting in liquid, being that the liquid spreads out, the liquid gets cooled down by the wall, and then that liquid gets the wall cooled down the liquid, and the liquid goes and cools down the double brush. It comes out of the mind, if you have a chalon which has liquid in it, if you have an image of chalon like Malus, like said, then that would be a double gush. But if somebody has a chalon with that liquid, most chalons are pretty liquidy, over there would not be considered a double gush, and you do not sit there worrying about the halicom or. What? Why the last or what? No, but my thing is Kli Shlishi. No, it's not the last of all, it's Kli Shlishi. That's a good thing. Doesn't get that a good. Along with it, the goodie. So what? Trey Kuli? It's here, man, at a part. Yeah, you could ask me that up, because it's just like I fear. It's just like I fear with double dose, so that's, yeah, anything. Both. Yeah, the ball might have both Kuli. Oh, okay, I guess I have time. Okay.